It's Cyril Moonlight and the Lars. And here we go into another chat with Mr. Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. Barry's in the house. And there she goes, another burst pipe, another...
What an absolutely banging track.
Cool, right?
What a way to start an interview on a beautiful Tuesday morning with you.
I am glad you're digging the tunes, man. You're picking up what I'm putting down. And there she goes. Although it sounds like by the report you've been giving me off air here, you've had pipes going left, right, and center in Bolito, like a record breaking month for burst pipes in around the hood. What's happening?
It has been absolute chaos and mayhem. And the only thing we can put it down to is pressure fluctuations, either coming from the council side or from the bulk provider side, that's creating
absolute pandemonium
issues. And we're having burst pipes inside houses, like within the walls and things like that, as well as the burst pipes outside in the gardens. I mean, at one stage, last I think it was last week Tuesday, we were already booking work for today.
Oh my word.
So because they just packed up, and we achieving between 4 and 5 leak detections a day. So
that's busy teams you got out there.
Yeah, and but you know, the sad thing is, one, there's a resource that's getting wasted, and the poor inconvenience for the people that have these leaks. And the other thing is also, you know, employing a person to do the right job, process of elimination, make sure you're getting to where the actual issue is and not having somebody go, okay, well, we're just going to run you a new water line because we can't really find it. Have you exhausted all the options to try and locate it? We've had people that have gone and broken open walls and replaced sections of water pipe, and it's actually been a waste pipe leak.
Oh, no.
And it's purely because, you know, protocol, procedure, haven't been followed, process of elimination, making sure that you cover all your bases and get out of it. But yeah, we found a rather strange thing the other day. Last week, we had a poor lady up in the downstairs part of her house, water piddling out the concrete slab.
Oh no.
Over probably like three bedrooms worth of area.
Whoa.
A walkway, a little office area, and a bathroom, and one bedroom. And we started trying to figure out what was going on. I climbed up into the roof with the guys, had a look there, and there's my fabled friend, Polycop Pipe.
this swear word of a pipe.
Yes, that pinky orange stuff that was just spat out of machines and thrown into the market.
So this was running in the roof? I mean,
never mind just running in the roof. It's chased into the walls, plastered into the walls. Now, Polycop Pipe was originally designed as a one-pipe system, external, from your water meter to your house. That was its design. External application only.
It was never supposed to be plastered into walls.
And we've come across a couple of houses in certain areas in our beautiful North Coast where some developers have done hot and cold, and Polycop turns into putty when it gets too hot.
Oh my.
This particular house had hot on the copper on the hot, and Polycop on the cold, but all chased into the walls. And it's not the right application for that piping system.
Yo.
So fortunately enough, we managed to find a network of pipes up in the roof and do our little thing, and we put in two isolating valves, and we shut those isolating valves, and it actually only, very strangely, rooted. It only fed the shower in the bathroom downstairs, not the basin or the toilet.
Okay.
So we isolated that off, and we got a phone call on Saturday morning saying that everything's dried up. At least we know which lines are the problem. And so in the next couple of days, we're going to get the leak detection crew out there to go figure out where exactly it is in the line and whether it's even worth fixing and not maybe just divert the pipe around.
Yo.
Instead of breaking open tiles and things like that.
But it's like proper detective work that you have to do, hey? To properly
correct, Inspector.
To properly do the job, you really have to think this thing through. And as you say, follow. There's a methodical procedure and process of elimination that one should apply to really figure out what's the source.
I like to call myself the Sherlock Holmes of plumbing.
Well,
just kidding.
No. Yeah, add it to the bumper sticker. It's a cool title. So now, I suppose something that becomes a bit of a consideration, you know, often someone looking at a property, maybe they're looking at buying a place, and, you know, you normally need to get an electrical certificate of compliance. Do you have to do the same thing for plumbing? And is there an argument to be made for the merits of getting a pipe inspection done before you take ownership or sign the dotted line for a new property? What do you think?
100%. So, for me, first off, I would actually more lean down the lines of requesting an individual you know, or an individual that someone you know has a relationship with or knows, to come and do that, either the plumbing COC or the electrical COC. There have been quite a few instances in the past, and I'm an independent compliance auditor for the Institute of Plumbing South Africa, where people have... So we randomly audit 5% of all COCs that are issued, unless there's a complaint or something lodged on that COC.
Yeah.
And a number of times I've gone out and done an audit on plumbing compliance, and the person that's handed in that COC hasn't even been to site.
Oh, wow.
So they've literally been paid their $2,000 or $2,500 or whatever they wanted to ask for their COC,
just issued
the COC.
Wow.
And I've seen the same thing on the ECA side of things with the electrical guys, where people have submitted. I went to go look at a house as well for a client that had solar geysers. I said to him, "Sorry, sir, I can't climb on your roof because there's exposed wires everywhere. This is unsafe. You've got PV cables exposed and AC wires going over each other and over the PV.
Electrical fire waiting to happen, basically."
And we had another electrician come in that I referred to the client, and the gentleman got 149,000 rand quote. To rectify it. So he then proceeded forward to the ECA, which you can do with the same thing with the plumbing, the PRB, Plumbing Industry Registration Board, where your professional body is. You can submit a complaint and they'll come out and investigate and everything, and it's the same thing they did with them. And there was recourse on the other person. But a lot of the time, the people don't have the money to be able to do it. They're issuing that COC because they need that little $1,500, $2,000, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So make sure that if you are purchasing a house, get it signed off by somebody that you know, or a friend. Somebody knows a friend, or, you know, someone reputable.
Yeah.
Go onto the IOPSA website, Institute of Plumbing South Africa website, and go search a local plumber that's registered, accredited, workman's compensation, liability cover, all those bits and pieces. And at least you know that you're getting someone...
Legitimate. Well, you see, like my friend Barry Chapman, who just happens to be on the radio with me right now, and you've got the reputation in town. People know and trust you. And when it comes to whether it's leak detection, you know, geysers, you name it, blockages, burst pipes, your guys are out on the town as we speak. In fact, busy sorting out and saving the day. And hopefully this madness with the burst pipe, the pressure fluctuations, it calms down a bit. But we've also had some really wacky weather, which I imagine also makes for an interesting time with pipes in the ground.
Yeah. Well, never mind for the poor construction workers on site digging foundations and things like that, and us putting pipelines in. It's a maintenance problem for people at home because, you know, the weather report says you're going to get 2 mils of rain. You're like, ah. I'll clean the gutter out tomorrow.
And then 40 mils.
And then 40 mils of rain come past in 20 minutes. And, you know, people's houses get flooded, drains get blocked in driveways, it runs down the stairs into the house. So, guys, just pay attention to your stormwater system. It's a crucial, crucial part of your property, and making sure that the value of your property stays up. You don't want saturated areas. You end up with subsidence or slips or washaways and things like that. So look after it, maintain it. We do offer jetting on stormwater lines, rotor-rooted drain machines, and most importantly, our CCTV cameras to find out whether there's roots or some obstructions, things like that in the pipes when you're really just stuck in a bit of a jam. So look after it. Maintenance, prevention is better than the cure.
That's the word from Sherlock Chapman. Barry's got strong opinions on this stuff, and he will be auditing you if you don't comply, and we'll have another chat, I have no doubt, next week, Tuesday. Good luck between now and then, sorting out all of those burst pipe dramas, and keep doing what you do so well, you and your team.
Thank you. Yeah, without my team, I certainly wouldn't be where we are, so thank you.
Yeah, look, it is a team sport, and luckily the Chapman Plumbing teams are out and about. And if you don't know the story, here it is.